Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefan Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. So today we're going to rerun a classic that's pretty recent. It came out only a couple months ago, but unfortunately we had the sad news of Nichelle Nichols, who played Uhura, Lieutenant Uhura in Star Trek, dying. And we did this episode on her a few months back, and I just, it's very, very sad. But I've been warmed to see people, just this outpouring of how much inspiration she provided and that character provided. So, yeah, I thought we would replay
yes,
this.
R.I.P.
Yes.
A legend.
A legend. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefan Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another sub-segment. On fictional women around the world. And I'm actually so excited to talk about this one, which is kind of funny. I'm going to get into it in a second. Today, we're talking about Star Trek's Nyota Uhura, first played by Nichelle Nichols and later by Zoe Saldana. Explaining Star Trek is a lot. It's a lot. No different than like Marvel or Star Wars. There's been a lot of property behind this one.
And it's happening again. Like they're bringing it back.
Yes, currently. And I have a lot of friends who are excited about it. But like in a nutshell, if you can imagine if our silly space force that we have here in the United States was an actual thing. It's in this fictional world, which is set in like the future United States.
Right.
And it's called Starfleet in this universe. And if it's not militaristic, it's a diplomatic exploratory thing. And these Starfleet crews go and explore and try to, you know, make relationships with these other alien species. So, like, that's kind of the basis.
Okay.
The property is huge, huge and so impactful with multiple television shows and movies, parodies, and it has also influenced real-world technology. Shout out to Spock. It was one of my first crushes. My brother loves Star Trek. He made me watch it on Christmas Eve, Star Trek Nemesis, when he knew I was afraid of aliens and I had nightmares that night. I had nightmares. But I actually, because I was so afraid of aliens, I know people listening to this are like, but you love Star Wars. I feel like Star Wars is much goofier in their aliens. And I say this with love. Star Trek was much more like, here are these worms that would crawl in your ear and control you. Like, they have freakier... It was still goofy in many, many scenarios. And Star Wars later went on to have things that were more serious. But I think... I remember being 4 years old and watching over the couch as that guy... What was his name? I don't know. Chekhov. He got one of those worms on his ear and I wasn't allowed to watch it. Because it scared me so badly.
Yeah.
I did go on to watch. I've seen all the movies. I've seen the original series. I've been told I'm missing out by not watching. I've been told I would really like Next Generation, which I probably would. That's probably absolutely true. But anyway, it's funny to me that I had this crush on Spock, even with all that fear and even with, I didn't really watch it a lot. Hilariously enough, my favorite Star Trek movie was the whale one that everyone makes fun of with Spock.
I know so little about this. It has never been in my peer structure. I don't even know friends who watch it. Maybe they do. They just never told me because I feel like there is no in between. Either you love or hate it. Like you are either a Trekkie. I've heard them called Trekkie. If that is offensive, I'm so sorry. I assume that's like, yeah, obviously this is a fan group. Mm-hmm. That's how I'm saying it. If it's not, please let me know. But, or you weren't. And there was no in between. So I never really got into it. I've never seen that as my thing. I know Patrick Stewart's in it. Oh, William Shatner was in it. I know Spock and then the hand signal. That's it.
Yeah. That's interesting to me. I mean, I guess that makes sense. Most people I know who love Star Trek really, really do love it, as you say. Yeah. I feel like I'm kind of an in-betweener. I think I really enjoy it when I watch it. And I think I'd never think people are wrong when they tell me I would love it. I think they're right. I get a little overwhelmed sometimes by like...
There's a lot, right?
There's a lot.
I feel the same thing about Doctor Who. I don't know much about it either, but I know it's existed for a very, very long time. And for being an English series, which they only do like 2 or 3 seasons of things, this is a long, long show. And also, just out of curiosity, you may be talking about it. Is Nichelle Nichols the one that's under a conservatorship?
Yes. Yes.
And there's a whole big conversation about that as well. Yeah.
Yes, we are going to mention that at the end. But before we get into that, just one more funny side note. I was telling Samantha the other day that I did get into the 2009 kind of reboot for a hot minute, and I wrote fan fiction for it, but it was such a short, like, sometimes I get these like really intense flares of I love this thing, and it passes quickly.
I can't imagine how much fan fiction there is for Star Trek.
Well, as you know, Spock and Kirk were the original slash couple, Spurk. Yes, it's all coming together now. But today we are talking about Uhura, who was a human Starfleet communications officer that served on the USS Enterprise and USS Enterprise A under Captain James T. Kirk. Yes, played by Shatner. She first appeared in the 1966 episode called The Man Trap and went on to portray her in 66 episodes. Saldana has portrayed her in 3 movies, beginning with the 2009 reboot. This character is really smart, creative, efficient, quick, an expert communicator, can speak a lot of languages. According to Ambassador Kolos in 1 episode, quote, "And Uhura, whose name means freedom, she walks in beauty like the night." Some sources suggest the writers got the name from the 1962 American novel Uhuru by Robert Rourke, and Nyota, her first name, means star in Swahili. And it's kind of a joke in the show that you never, like, know her first name for a long time, and everyone's trying to get it out of her. Yeah. This character was of African descent. She was very proud of it and was fluent in Swahili. Music was one of her primary hobbies. You see her, like, playing instruments and singing in several episodes. And also in several episodes, she proved herself to be the first to notice something. Very intuitive, quick on the uptake. She was also really good at math and succeeded in physical tests. She proved herself capable in many areas, enough so that Captain Kirk trusted her to command the helm of the ship, navigation, and main science station. Through this, the audience got to see instances of her leading, something rare during the 1960s, especially for a Black woman. Of course, she did do this in a short-skirted uniform and in at least 1 episode wore a midriff and short skirt to flirt with someone as an intel/distraction kind of operation.
Right. Of course.
Right. So there's that element, but it was, for the time, very, very progressive and... for a lot of people, like, hadn't seen this before.
Right. As in fact, I think the thing that I've seen since trending on Twitter is how that's not talked about enough. And then also how people are really upset when Star Trek becomes too political. And everybody's like, have you actually watched Star Trek? So
it's very political.
Like, it's like, it's commentary and you're not on the right side. Like, it's if you're upset that it's political, you're not on the right side of it. That's what's the difference. but that she really was like, I know nothing of the series, but I know she was a catalyst and a really big beginning for representation and good representation for Black women. So I thought that was interesting too. And that's not, mm-hmm. I know very little, once again, about the show. But me, mm-hmm. here's some key points that I am finding out, as well as you are, if you don't know. So in one episode, she has to take command of the ship after it lands on a planet where an alien species casts a type of siren song on all the men. These silly men. And she and the rest of the women on the crew have to save the day. Yeah, some have rightfully critiqued this in terms of it took getting every single man off the ship before Uhura got her moment. Of course, but still, pretty big moment. Mm-hmm. In another episode, a telekinetic named Charlie stole Uhura's voice and almost made her choke on it. That's an interesting thing. Then on a later occasion, someone attempted to sexually assault her and she fought them off. And at one point, she went through a traumatic memory wipe. Always a good plot point. Mm-hmm. In another episode, she sees her worst fear implanted in her brain by an enemy force, her as a diseased, dying old woman. That's a big fear for a lot of us, right?
Yeah.
In one episode, a telepath forced her to kiss Captain Kirk, and it was the first kiss on an American episodic television between an African-American woman and a white man. Via the Alpha fandom reporting on Nichols' book, Beyond Uhura, quote, the scene was at the behest of NBC executives worried that Southern affiliates might refuse to air the episode filmed with and without the kiss, but Nichols and Shatner consciously sabotaged the non-kiss takes so that there would be no choice but to leave the kiss in the final version. Love that.
Mm-hmm. It was a big moment.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Uhura has been kidnapped and held hostage many times. She has also received many distinguished accolades. She served as lieutenant commander under Captain Will Decker and later served under Rear Admiral Kirk during the events of Star Trek, the motion picture. While some critiqued her lesser position of, in their words, this character answering Kirk's phone calls, others often argue her role was far more important than that. The writers just didn't give her the spotlight that she deserved all the time, maybe. This could also be an argument about how traditionally women's jobs get consistently undervalued. Because, I mean... Again, from my point of view, I understand this critique, but when I was a kid watching this, I was never like, she's just answering his calls. She seemed to like be really on top of like managing things, and she was often the one that was like, hey, I think there's a problem here.
She was handling it.
Yeah, and she was very, very smart. It definitely, again, I was watching this as a kid, and I haven't really seen them recently, but when I was a kid, I remember thinking like, she's on their level and she's incredibly intelligent and they respect her and her opinion. In the 2009 reboot, she and Spock, who is her teacher, I will say, are in an on and off again relationship. Some fans hated this relationship and labeled her a Mary Sue. What? Oh, I could talk about this forever.
You will not stand for it.
I won't. Nichols said of this that there were hints of a Spock-Uhura relationship in the original series, but that people weren't ready for it. And yes, in this particular iteration of her, the reboot, she is a polyglot. She's super efficient and very, very smart. Okay, so during her time portraying this character, Nichols expressed several times that she was thinking about leaving during the first year of the series because she believed the role wasn't important or meaningful. The actor, she faced a lot of obstacles, but the character did as well, including allegations that the studio ordered some of her subplots to be cut from the script and that her fan letters not be delivered to her. That's
rude.
Terrible. And some studio executives reportedly even made racist comments right to her face.
Of course.
Uh-huh. But famously, this is something else probably a lot of you have heard, Martin Luther King Jr. helped change her mind after sitting down with her, explaining to her that he was a big fan and that she could, quote, not give up because she was a huge role model for women and Black children in his mind. And after that conversation, related or not, her role did expand on the show. Many others have written about the influence this character had on their life as one of the first Black women on television not performing menial tasks. And that was kind of a key. And yeah, also this was happening alongside civil rights movement. In 2012, President Obama had a meeting with her and told her that he had a crush on her. That was cute.
I like that. You know, it comes full circle. Let me be president so I can tell my TV crush that I had a crush.
Yes. Oh, that's
that
all
the
you
ultimate
have to
goal?
Do. Oh, got it.
Yeah, you know, not a big deal. This is how you get to Mark Hamill, become president.
I know.
Please.
I got to go. Okay. Let's get to work, Samantha.
So Nichols got involved in space activism in 1975 after witnessing a NASA presentation at a Star Trek convention that featured almost entirely white men. Yes. She started writing editorials about the importance of representation in space. These editorials caught NASA's eye, and they contacted her about updating their program and changing their recruitment efforts. Getting things done. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So Nichols agreed, but only as an independent contractor so that she could terminate her participation if they did not uphold their end of the deal. Very reminiscent of the Ma Rainey when they were like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I need to see all of the loopholes. Mm-hmm. As a part of this, she traveled the U.S. in 1975 and helped recruit the class of 1978, including the first 6 female American astronauts and the first 3 African-American astronauts.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Mm. But yes, as you mentioned at the top, Samantha, lately, Nichols has been the focus of a Free Nichelle campaign. Her son successfully petitioned to be her conservator in 2018. So yeah, this is what we were talking about with the whole Britney Spears Free Britney movement. And there was a lot of conversation around, you know, Britney Spears getting all this attention as kind of a, you know, white woman. And we're not talking about all these other people who are in these conservatorships in similar situations and how it's kind of this much larger problem. And I did, right before this, I just checked, and it's still ongoing. She is still alive. I got a little scared because the Wikipedia article just said till 2020, but she's still alive.
No.
I know, I had a moment of panic. I was like, oh my gosh. She's, I think from like my quick researching, she is one of 4 remaining original Star Trek cast members alive.
Yeah. I think we need to talk about we've talked about the conservatorship before. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like there's so many other cases outside of Britney Spears. And Britney Spears even said, there's others I'm going to work towards helping. And hopefully Nichols' name is on that list as well.
Mm-hmm. It's really, really an amazing story and a really amazing character and has had so much impact. There's books, there's a website you can go check out. And I want to apologize if I got anything wrong because this was coming from a lot of my like memory and also just research I did. And I know people, big fan, like my brothers.
If you want to send us a correction or if you want to send us an addition, you know we'll read it because we love it. Because again, 2 perspectives and 1 perspective has no idea.
Yes. Yes. Honestly, like I love doing this kind of research, and it makes me so happy that so many people connect with a character like that. So yes, please send those suggestions our way. You can email us at stuffyandmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.